Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. I know we all had a victorious day out there today. And if you didn't, you know you will have one tomorrow. You know, we're staying safe. We're staying strong. We're staying woke. We're staying happy. But most of all, we're staying connected here. You know, our hearts are big here and full of love. And when you have big hearts and you're full of love, it's felt by all people and all things. I'd like to extend appreciation out there to you for checking in and staying connected here with us. We're going to have an exciting show. But before we get going, you know, I have a question with an answer for my daily encouragement. And this question is, what can the individual accomplish in the face of huge institutions that run our world? This feeling of powerlessness fuels a vicious cycle that only worsens the situation and increases people's sense of fertility. At the opposite extreme of this sense of powerlessness, there are several philosophies out there, and one philosophy speaks of the 3,000 realms in a single moment of life. And the application to this teaching and how we teach and use it in our daily lives. This principle teaches us that the inner determination of an individual can transform everything. It gives ultimate expression to the infinite potential and dignity inherited in each human life. 3,000 realms, that's a lot going on out there. Okay, keep that in mind. It's a lot. 3,000, there's stuff that's stopping you, stuff that's pushing you, stuff that's blocking you. But inner determination can transform everything. And today is our Transformational Thursday. We have a wonderful guest coming on, a very, very, very special person to me. And this person was very instrumental in giving me the tools to recognize need, to be observant, to design a plan, to execute the plan, to build relationship, to carry out the plan, to close and complete the plan. She taught me a lot about partnerships. And that is Professor Karen Bird. She will be with us tonight. From University of Laverne, and she has a company that is called Life Design, and I just cannot wait to have her share and care with all of us about this great company and how it came about. But before I do that, I want to play something. She has a special artist that she's in love with, and I'm going to play this song for her, and then we'll bring her on. Listen.
Talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. it all just felt like ooh. A good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'm never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like
tonight. You've taken out time of your busy, crazy schedule to come on and speak with us about life design and how it got started. But before we get going into the topics tonight on life design, can you tell us how you came to be here now?
Yeah, I'll try to give the short story. But, okay, 3 decades. Of marketing communications, and that was the job that took me on my journey from Arkansas to where I grew up, to Louisiana. And in the middle of all that, marriage, kids, and quite a bit later, a divorce. Then I owned my first business at 39 years of age and learned a lot of things. But then fast forward the last decade and a half, I was an administrator in higher education and a part-time professor, and that's when I met you. And through all that, I find I'm at the height of my career. I've met all my money goals and my job title goals and responsibility that I wanted in my career, but I got caught up short about 2 years ago. I felt like I was on what I call this hamster wheel, and I was feeling the need to slow down or maybe even stop. So when I started to reassess my life, I started with my own life design question, kind of like, whose life is this anyway? I wasn't even sure I was living the life I had chosen. and felt like I really needed some serious change. And so I started this process of active transition and being sort of the teacher type. As I went through my own transition, I decided I would try to share what I'd learned with other people. And so that's kind of what's brought me to here and what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, you know, that is so beautiful to come to that realization. But when we met 2 years ago, it was in a class you taught on nonprofit marketing, and you taught it too. And at that time, some of our class discussions actually did focus on how we use our marketing and communication skills to influence change in our communities. So in a way, this new business of life coaching that you have started is like a continuation of that theme. Am I right?
Yep.
And with the philosophies of change, you know, going from your directives, you know, understanding the need, being observant, building the relationships, making the design, planning the design, executing the design, and finalizing the partnership. These things are things that we were taught to go in and do. But because of the influence, you must be able to know yourself to influence the persons within the communities that you're making the change with, because no one really likes change, okay? And you have to be able to go in coming from within you. This is your inner determination that you have to convince and influence the audience, the company, the organization, that this is a win-win for everybody. So that philosophy that goes there carries on into one's life. So how does life coach, being a life coach, help people? How does that
help? You know, it's funny because you just described 100% what we talked about in class, and I thought, wow, did she learn that from my class? But
yes,
the
I did.
Notes that, okay, well, thank you, because I thought about this while you were talking about it. One of the things that we definitely talked about was the first lesson in helping change in a community like we did in class was we talked about what problem we were trying to solve or what kind of change did we want to help make. And we did talk a lot about partnerships and relationships, and we looked for like-minded people, and we did something that I called and still call in my coaching practice creative collaborations. So in fact, you guys taught me a lot too. We talked about co-creation because it isn't just one person, and it's through similar goals and sharing your energy and all moving in the same direction, you're co-creating. And you're, in fact, Linda, you're my two students, we called the two Lindas. You brought your partner into class to share with us the fruits of your partnership and what you did through that nonprofit marketing class, which was incredible. It was like mind-blowing.
Thank you.
It was an amazing experience for me. And about that time in my life was when I was trying to understand my own motivations for changing. And you hit on part of that. It was this idea of requiring accountability. And that means you do have to roll up your own sleeves. And you said something about knowing yourself. You do have to know yourself. And no one really likes change. And if I'm asking the question, whose life is this anyway? The answer is, it's mine. I cannot outsource the responsibility for my life. I'm responsible for my own happiness, you know, where I am in life, who I spend my time with, and there's an image coming into my head, and I use this a lot in my coaching sessions. It's this idea of a trapeze. And you know how trapeze works, you let go of the bar and you're swinging out over who knows what below. Sometimes there's a safety net, sometimes there's not, but let's call it a gap between the bar that you're letting go of and the bar on the other side. And that feeling of not knowing when you're going to be able to grab onto the next thing and being out over the abyss is a scary feeling, but that is what change is like. and you will grab the other side. And it's important to recognize when you need to let go. And so a life coach, to answer your question, a life coach helps people. Let me just list a couple of things. This would be like the, if we were in a class, I'd be like, take your notes now.
Okay.
A life coach can help you generate ideas. A life coach helps their clients create or cultivate confidence through trying new things. A life coach helps you change your perceptions, especially your self-limiting beliefs. A life coach can help you seek and supply certain resources. So a coach is not like a therapist. A coach doesn't try to help fix the problem, but a life coach will help provide the framework and a safe space and a lot of life experience, and obviously, you know, their own experience will inform their approach to coaching and what tools they use. But they're basically there to help you find what you need. So we ask lots of probing questions. And I think most life coaches also ask their clients to write reflectively. And that's one of the core tools is journaling and writing. And part of understanding yourself is getting what's in your head out of your head onto a piece of paper and allowing that to flow.
So
that's a start.
That's a start and going in. So if you were asking me questions and I was in a session, can you sort of like give examples of what would the questions be? Just, you know, I know you say you're private and you get a little personal, but just give us an example.
Well, I have a whole toolkit, a whole arsenal of tools that I use to help ask those questions. But basically, they're organized into a system of what I call the three R's. And this is just to give it some structure. And there are questions within these three R's. But the R's are, the life design part is design your life is building something. So the three R's are return, recalibrate, and relaunch. So I've branded them that way because the return part are the questions that we ask about what makes you, you. So I would spend the first part of our time together revisiting what makes you great. And so those questions will involve surveys and questionnaires and exercises to help you understand your strengths and your values and your motivations. I have a tool that I use to help people create a personal mission statement. A lot of times we did this in our marketing class. We do organizational mission statements, but what about a personal mission statement? And it can be incredibly defining and liberating to develop your own personal mission statement. There's another tool I like to use as part of this revisiting what makes you great is to look back on your life and chart the major decisions that you've made. And when you look back, they make more sense. You don't realize why you're making them while you're going through them, but we call that sense making. That's a cool exercise where you literally create a timeline of your life and the major decisions at each point. It's fun. Actually, I'm sorry we didn't do that in your class, but I teach an interpersonal communications class and we do that. This section of returning also borrows from the field of positive psychology, and we do a little bit of teaching. We talk about resilience and what the traits are that successful people use to recover from failure and from disappointment. So resilience, there's a whole bank of questions about that so that you as an individual can begin to understand yourself better. Then the next R is recalibrate, and that set of sections of questions is related to repositioning your life. And if we were talking about the celebrity who sparks joy in people's lives by helping them declutter, this would be my version of decluttering. The recalibrate section of our coaching together is when you learn to let go. And you can appreciate this, Linda, from your perspective and I know about, you know, your recalibration and your spiritual beliefs, but this is all about positive energy. This whole section is about setting a new course, like having a new course and a new perspective. So you're letting go of the stuff that doesn't serve you. And then the third R is relaunching, and that's about the journey of change, and that's where the accountability actually comes in. That's where the plan that you talked about earlier, learning how to build the plan, what questions to ask while you're making the plan. And the really big part of the relaunch part for me, as I understood it and as I went through it, was this sense of openness to your new life. This, you're building a life. It's life design. The openness means after you look at yourself and understand yourself better, after you start to let go and get rid of the things that no longer serve you, the next piece, this openness, requires vulnerability. And Brené Brown is the, you know, the researcher who would be proud of me using her word, but it's about vulnerability and being open, because you're no longer holding yourself back. So therefore, even though you're swinging out over that abyss and you're getting ready to grab the other bar of the trapeze, and you don't exactly know what it is, you have to be open to swinging out and grabbing it.
Okay, let me, I'm having some interference here. Give me one moment, just a moment. Sorry about that. I had some interference coming in that I had to take care of. Well, Professor, I want to make you laugh. Do you remember when we worked on our partnership project?
Yes.
And you said we had to stay open, and you talked about vulnerability at that time. And then when I'm looking at the return and the all of it, the return, the recalibrate, and the relaunching, it was the funniest thing to me, because you were so dynamic in what you wanted to, I guess you would say, wanted us to get out and do, and we would go step by step, and we would do all of these charts and things, and everything was a design. So I can really understand this company of life design, because that's really truly how you designed everything. You just gave us the tools, and everything that we did was a design, with our thought pattern, connecting with our relationships,
that's right,
trying to,
that's right,
you know, just keep everything going. It was a design, but it was so funny. So we got into this, and I was working with the company, and then as we got into it, you were saying, well, you know, this doesn't really have to, you know, it doesn't have to really be real. This is our class. I says, oh, no, it's going to be real, because I have put a lot of work in, and you're a dynamic professor. Once you lay it out there, if one sits and listens, you make it possible for a person to have the confidence to go into that door, to make that relationship and close that deal. And if you could remember, at the end of the partnership that was created, I sent you a photo and said, done deal, right? Remember that?
Yep.
That was
yep.
from your encouragement. You know, this was like first time out the gate. I've been in the communities a long time, but to go actually to just outline it and get that partnership and that size of a partnership was like mind-blowing for me. So
You were already doing it.
you got to
give yourself a little bit of credit.
No. I've been doing it, but sometimes I was working it, but I didn't know the title of working it and how it was working. I knew it was being done, but everything has to have a structure. Everything has to
mm-hmm.
have a design, you know. And so
mm-hmm.
I can truly understand why you're into this life design, because it's the people that make it happen. And it's so exciting to me, but I'm looking at the three R's. I like the return. I like the recalibrate. I like the relaunching, because that's exactly what we have to do. I cannot wait to sign up for my sessions. I cannot wait to get started so that I can go into more to go into my openness, because there's a lot that's lying down there. Like, you know, we were some We were a handful of students. That's what we were, because what people don't understand, when you get to that graduate level, the professors don't hold your hand. They just put that information out there, and it's up for you to grab it. But you came differently. I mean, you had the structure. You gave us the directions, but you also... What I liked, you joined us, you know, you were right in there with us. And each thing that we had to do, you were like a part of it. So not only were you just, you know, you didn't lecture at all. We had a wonderful time. You know, we would ride out to that Laverne campus by metro. We did not drive. And you would have to be encouraged and happy to go there, because that's a long trip. But we looked forward to come into your class, because we knew that each time we left that we was going to gain something, and we would have something that we could use, if not at 10 minutes afterward, at least the next day. I went in and kicked those doors in, had that conversation, had my pitch ready, did my homework, and it was done. And I'm encouraging the young adults now, with all this event that's happening and everything, all of these changes and stuff, it's like, don't ever stop. You know, they might not be at that level, but you're going to get to that level. And it takes work, but hopefully they will have a professor like yourself, because you bring a smile to my face. Oh, yeah, I can go in and get it done. I can get it done. See, before I was getting it done, but I didn't have a design to it. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
I didn't have the design.
Framework. It's the framework. It's the teachers. We like to think that what we're doing is providing the framework, and there's even some pedagogy. There's some pedagogical terms that they use that sound like construction terms, like scaffolding. We create scaffolding, and that's kind of a famous theory, where you build on a platform and the next thing above it and the next thing above it. So you have to have what's down below it foundationally to be able to put something on top of that, right? So scaffolding is the building blocks, and we did that in our marketing class. We had building blocks, and it's funny that you chose the train metaphor, and, of course, I was blown away that my Lindas came from L.A. on the Metrolink.
Oh.
That blew my mind. That's far, and it was late. It's dark. I couldn't believe it. But the train, I always feel like as a teacher, my job is to be the conductor. And
okay.
All I'm doing is taking you on a journey. And you all piled on the train, you know, the metaphor of the train. And I was like, well, we're going to go here, and there's going to be a stop here. And then you're going to hear a couple of miles ahead, you're going to need to be looking at for this sign and that sign. But you were the passengers on that journey, and you, all your talent, all your interests, all your relationships, all your knowledge, all your passion was on that train. And as the conductor, as the teacher, I always feel so lucky, because I never know who I'm going to get on the train with. And for me, the journey is about the things that we create together. Like you said, I'm in it with you. We are co-creating. This is an experience. We are creating something together. And that's been so rewarding for me. And I think I've told you before that I learned as much from my students as I ever teach them. So I'm amazed by the things that students produce with just a little bit of coaching, just a little
uh-huh.
bit, a little bit of conducting.
Okay.
And
well,
I didn't give you any specific questions. You asked
me
what would you get in a coaching session, and I didn't share those exact questions because that's part of the secret sauce. But I do have a workshop coming up next week that we could tell people about later if you want to. It's actually a free webinar through an organization I'm affiliated with, so people could attend online through Zoom. And they would get some of those questions in advance, because I need the questions so that we can talk about them in the webinar. And that's
could
part
you
of the
tell
experience.
Us how the, give us the information. You can give us that now. Or and
yes.
I'll post
uh-huh.
it back out. So how would one register and get the information?
Yeah, it's through my trade association, which is the Public Relations Society of America Inland Empire Chapter. But you don't have to be a member to attend. And this one is free because we can't have our luncheons right now during the pandemic, right? So we have it's at lunchtime, but it's Wednesday, May the 20th. And you go to the website, prsaie.org, and it's from 11:30 to 12:30. But if you sign up on the website, the webinar is called Making Me, Personal Growth During Times of Transition. And it's the first of my workshops to introduce people to my life design system. And okay. So you can sign up there, and then when they send you their response email, they'll also send the questionnaire, which is like a survey of the first questions that I need for attendees or participants to answer, and then we'll use some of those answers anonymously, of course, in the okay. in the discussion. And it's, did I say it's 11:30 to 12:30?
Okay.
So prsaie.org from 11:30 to 12:30 on Wednesday, May 20th, and you just go to that website and click on the, it's on the left-hand side, the link is called Making Me, meaning making you, not me.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Making Me. The whole group of workshops that I use the three R's in are called the Making Me workshops, and it's about sort of reinventing yourself.
Reinventing. I like that word. You know, that's what I believe in. I think that's what I did. I always say, I reinvented
yep.
myself to go yep. through.
Yes.
Let me give P as in Paul, R as in mm-hmm. Robert, S as in Sally, mm-hmm. A as in mm-hmm. Ann, I as in Is, E as in Every.org. Okay,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
The site, because I'll post that out, and it's May 20th, and they have to go in and register to come on. Oh, this is going to
mm-hmm.
be exciting. I'm so glad you took out time. You don't know, you cannot see the smile on my face, and we were talking, and I said there will be no cameras, there will be no screens. I'm not a Zoomer yet. So I tell everybody, excuse me, I'm not Zooming. I'm a boomer, and I'm not combing my hair. So I'm not quite ready for that right now. And I'd like to have the touch of everything that's going. So, Professor Bird, if you have one idea or one insight that you would want our community to take away tonight, what would that be?
You know, I created my own philosophy through this process of generating my life coaching practice, and my website is called KarenBird.com. It is my name.
Okay.
And you said something at the beginning of this about, you know, your name. And part of the self-discovery process is understanding your, besides understanding your values and your motivations and all that, it's really designing a life philosophy. And this is on my website, but this is the way I write it, and this is a quote by me, KB. And here it is. The ability to live authentically comes from a profound sense of self-value and acknowledgement of your lovability.
Whoa. I want to. Now, is that on the website if I wanted to go in, or should I write this? You could speak slowly and repeat it again so I could get it all on this paper?
It is on the website. It's
okay.
Yeah, the ability to live
uh-huh.
authentically
uh-huh.
comes from a profound sense of self-value and acknowledgement of your own lovability.
Whoa, I love that.
And I want to leave that behind. So it's like, you know, when we say, who said that? Who said that? Who quoted? I said that. That one's mine. Because it has helped form the foundation and the structure for my approach to life coaching is helping people realize their own genius. And
okay.
every person is a genius. And we are all created as gifts to the world. And you talked before our session started tonight about fulfilling your potential. The way that we do that is to shake up our being stuck, to stop looking at our life and saying, whose life is this anyway, to step into our lives and to actively engage in the process of change and to not be afraid of it, to enjoy it and to step into it and go in the flow and to live your authentic life because you know your value.
Yeah.
And you know you're lovable. And now, you know, some people, when they saw my website, they objected. They said, lovable, that's a soft word. Not everybody's going to relate to that. They're not going to like that lovable thing. But I know that's not true on this podcast, and I know that that's what we're about, Linda, and that's why we connected, and that's why we stay together as friends, because
yes.
we're all about loving on people.
That's and, it. That's they, with it.
That's
it.
Right.
We are about love. I told, you know, basically, you know, Waking Up with Linda McShann, we're here to educate in the stress unification and the importance of collaboration. That's all what it's about, but it's about love. And I, you know, being an alum from University of Laverne, you know, they're leopards, but they're Leos for life. And I always wondered what that Leo for life meant. And then I, you know, got more information, and that Leo, the initials, the wording means love each other. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I understand the Leo for life now, because everyone from the professors, from the administrators, from the president on down to the students, that campus, that university shows nothing but love. It is the most exciting experience and journey that one could take, because it's so different. But everyone there connects like you and I have connected. We started off, we're connected. If you were in L.A., we couldn't meet up, come on the train. And I look at your postings on that good food you cook. You know I'm a Texan, so I'll be out there as soon as this is over with. And I don't mind riding the train. You know, I'm a rail rider to come and see. But that, it is about love. Love is so, and we really need it. It's always been here. And people have it, but some of them have put so much stuff on top of. See, we were born with love. We're pure love. That's the way we come into this world. We learn that other stuff. So when you have the opportunity to meet someone or to connect with someone, and that love, I call it, that love potion is there. I took a transformational course with an organization, and it was like in the military. But I loved it at the end. But I was cutting up so much in there, and I was getting them. I was getting them because I wasn't understanding these approaches, right? And so I had a coach, which was a transformational coach, leadership coach, and she said, you know, she said, you're nothing but a love bug. And that's what I want you to see yourself as. And everybody, I guess, I think it was maybe about 250, they do not call me Linda. They call me Love Bug. So when I address them, I don't sign Linda. I say Love Bug, okay? And a lot of times, if I'm touching bases, I'll just say Love Bug is still flying. So that lets them know that I got it in balance over here, because I can act up. I used to act up. But as you grow, and as you learn yourself, and as you go into that relaunch, as you say, and you know who you really are, stepping into your own life, that's not necessary. So I like what you say, step into your life and realize that we're all geniuses here, Professor Burgess, because I use the slogan, step into your greatness and stay there.
That's right.
But take others with you. You know, when we get to that point, you reach back and you bring others with you. You know, it's no fun being in all that greatness by yourself. You want everybody to be great. And if you have that type of attitude, that openness comes from everywhere, from your life, from your environment, from the people that you meet. This has been an exciting evening. I am going to go to the website, because I usually post out a summary on this. I'd like to thank you. Thank you again for taking our time, because I know you're a busy lady. And I just wanted to share with you and let the listeners hear of how, as you climb, and especially the students out there, you know, this time in the commencements, everything is all in array. And I reminded them that walking across the stage is not the completion. It's just the beginning. And they're exercising, but they're pioneers of this new beginning, as I call it. But as they climb up and reach higher, the higher academics, in which they will, to seek out professors like yourself. Because I'm telling you, you know how to make people monsters. I can turn that doorknob and get the job done, okay? I'm not bragging.
Well,
you remember
the Bruno Mars challenge was that I told the class that he was one of my favorite artists, and it's that whoever could use their connections and their network, because I was teaching you guys about the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You're only 6 steps away from anybody you want to meet in the world. I said, surely this group can get Bruno Mars into our classroom.
That's right. And you know what? Don't be surprised if I don't bring Bruno out there on that rail when I come and visit you in the Inland Empire, okay?
Oh,
don't
goodness.
Be surprised. I had to find him. I said, oh, I got
him. I want a video of that.
Okay.
No, I just think he's incredibly talented, and his songs are very uplifting, and a lot of them, of course, from his perspective, telling his loved ones the beauty that he sees in them. Now, the song
yes.
that you played before we started was the breakup
yes.
song, but then
yes.
but Grenade was one of them, and Just the Way You Are, of course, the very sexy Versace on the Floor, and you know, there are many more songs of his that are almost like anthems in America now. So he's a genius, and he's a brilliant marketer too. So I thought he could, and he's very generous. So I thought he could come talk to our nonprofit marketing class. He'd be a great guest
yes.
lecturer.
Well, you never know. I'm going to work my end over here. And on that note, Professor Berg, we're going to tell the listeners, I'm going to take them out, but I'm going to play this song for you. I'm going to take them out with this song because this is what I feel about you, and I will be speaking with you. Thank you. Thank you so much for keeping everybody woke on Waking Up with Linda McShann, because that's what it's about, staying woke, staying safe, staying happy, and staying connected. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love
Have
you.
A wonderful
My pleasure.
Evening. Good night, Joel.
You too.